the Drown Rat Studios. You're listening to the Justice Speaks Up podcast, coming to you from everywhere and nowhere. Tipping the scales of justice with untold stories of American families. And now, Justice Speaks Up.
Hello, I'm Archer Sierra, and thank you for joining the Justice Speaks Up podcast. Today, I'm putting out this episode as my version of a PSA special voter information segment on things you need to ponder before casting your next vote with the importance of the midterm and primary election fastly approaching. Due to the current living conditions and maltreatment of the Justice Speaks Up Project and DACA children, I would like to share a speech that former Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer gave in regards to the CPS investigation and the solutions she presented in Bill 415. Bill 415 was met with resistance in a similar fashion as the advocates for DACA have been met with, including the Supreme Court order to reunite immigrant children with their families. Families belong together could have been the byline for this long-term investigation and civil society advocacy project. However, I would like you to listen, conduct your own research, and cast your vote based on your own discernment. Consider the history of resistance within the U.S. leadership that has pushed against the misappropriation of U.S. tax dollars that is used to fund the abduction, criminal neglect, and abuse of children, and dedicate this voting term on behalf of the children of America. Nancy was a champion of reform and a child justice warrior for the children at the heart of this work. Not a day passes since her untimely death that I don't regret her not being able to see the evolution of this project and how much has happened since her passing. I consider it a great honor to make large strides to see reform and family reunification occur within this administration term. However, also keep in mind that the many requests the Justice Speaks Up Project has done has fallen flat. We have attempted to build a partnership with key offices of U.S. leadership, and they have failed. For a bit of history on these requests and Nancy, I'm going to include some links that you can explore in the podcast episode description. I am hopeful that the words of Nancy will touch your heart and encourage you to vote with the children in mind. Consider the children that are suffering, enduring being caged like animals, scared, frightened, and alone. There has been zero sense of urgency to reunite the families of DACA and Justice Speaks Up, and I hope this episode leaves you questioning why, for the remainder of the day, the week, the month, the year. The well-being of children is all of society's responsibility. Legally speaking, by the letter of the law, it is a crime to witness such abuse of children and not report. There are rules of immunity that apply to individuals reporting abuse in order to encourage witnesses to speak up. So by all means, use your vote as a voice for the voiceless children suffering. And please, on behalf of these children and the future generations of leadership, speak up. I will leave you now with Nancy's thoughts. In honor of her passing, there will be no segment ending. As always, I would like to send undying love and admiration to all the artists that we have used for the Arts Ambassador of Peace and Justice Speaks Up online campaign, the brave families who have shared their stories, and the supportive community that has formed for this research. This project simply would not exist without you. Thank you for your continued support. You simply mean the world to me.
Our next speaker is Senator Nancy Schaefer. Nancy? Oh, there you are. Yes, Nancy is a longtime Eagle Forum member and leader. She has had an organization called Family Concerns, which was very effective all over the state of Georgia, and another one called Family Concerns Pregnancy Center. She has been in the Georgia State Senate for several terms and is a member of 6 Senate committees. Please welcome our good friend, Senator Nancy Schaefer.
Thank you, dear Phyllis, and thank you to all of you. I have served in the Georgia State Senate for 4 years. One of my greatest pleasures, other than my sonogram bill, was getting the resolution passed to stop the North American Union. However, for 4 years, I have been confronted with families struggling to remove their children from the clutches of Child Protective Services. I wrote a scathing report last year on the corruption in Child Protective Services, and an update and copies are out on the table. During the last session of the Georgia General Assembly, I introduced Senate Bill 415 relating to juvenile proceedings, and copies of that bill are attached to the report on the tables. The bill 415 called for the time allotted for the Department of Human Resources to provide emergency care to a child without a court order to be reduced from 7 days to 72 hours. It required a court order to enter the residence of a parent or guardian to seize a child. It called for family court to be open to the public. Confidentiality and secrecy in family court protects the wrong people. It provided that immunity in the system shall not extend to the seizures of children that are found to be in violation, nor to the administration of medication to a child over the objection of the parent or custodian, and it provided the state from applying for obtaining, receiving, or accepting adoption incentive payments under the Federal Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. This is not to say that there are not those children who do need to be removed from wretched situations and need protection. However, my report is concerned with the children and parents caught up in legal kidnapping. Having worked with probably 300 cases statewide and hundreds across the country, and in nearly every state, I am convinced there is no accountability in Child Protective Services. I have come to several conclusions. Two or three are, one, that poor parents, not always, but oftentimes, are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney and fight the system. That caseworkers and social workers are very often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence. They fabricate evidence, and they seek to terminate parental rights unnecessarily. That the separation of families and the snatching of children is growing as the business grows because state and local governments have grown accustomed to having these taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-growing budgets. That the bureaucracy is huge. Look at who is getting paid. State employees, attorneys, court investigators, guardian ad litems, court personnel and judges. There are psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on. All are looking to the children in state custody to provide job security. That the Adoption and the Safe Families Act, set in motion first in 1974 by Walter Mondale and later in 1997 by President Bill Clinton, offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local Child Protective Services would need more children. They must have merchandise that sells, and they must have plenty so the buyer can choose. Some counties often offer $4,000 to $6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. But that is only the beginning figure in the formula in which each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. As you can see, this program is offered from the very top and is run by Health and Human Resources. This is why victims in Child Protective Services get no help from their legislators. It explains why my bill, Senate 415, suffered such defeat in the Judicial Committee, and why I was cut off at every juncture, and why I was defeated myself last month for my re-election by another Republican. That tax dollars are being used to keep this gigantic system afloat. Many grandparents have called me to get custody of their grandparents before being lost in the system. Grandparents who lose their grandchildren to strangers have lost their own flesh and blood. The children lose their family heritage, and grandparents, and parents too, lose the connection of their heirs. And that the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect in 1998 reported that 6 times more children died in foster care than in the general public, and that once removed to official safety, these children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Think what that number is today, 10 years later. Here are a couple of the recommendations on my list. Call for an independent audit of all state child protective services and for a federal congressional hearing on child protective services. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money. I have witnessed such injustice and harm brought to so many families that I am not sure if reform of the system is even possible. The system cannot be trusted. It does not serve the people. It obliterates families and children simply because it has the power to do so. What I have said to you in these few minutes is that we must confront the fraud in Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services seizes children using the very system that is paid for by the taxpayer who actually believes it is used to protect abused and neglected children. The bureaucracy of workers benefit financially by a system that converts children into cash while destroying their families and their lives. No child who emerges from the system can ever be sound or whole. Many disappear and never are ever heard from again. God will not stand for what is happening to our children and our families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon, and it must be brought to an end. Please join me in working to help set our children and our families free, to whom much is given, much is required. As you pray for this nation, pray for the upcoming election, and for our national financial crisis, please pray for our children and for our families. We all must press on and win this race for America. Thank you very much.